The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and yes, we are having a couple of computer glitches this morning. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 27th of March, good morning. 7:05 in the morning, this is Carl Bott. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, it is the 27th. It's 7:06 in the morning now, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm here. So what's happening? What's going on, Ben? Is our computer kind of like playing with you?
Yeah, some of the automated systems are just being a little strange.
So. Yeah, the automated system isn't so automated, huh?
Yes, sir.
So, okay. Do I have weather? Oh, here it is. Da-da-da-da. Yes, today, showers, mainly after 9 a.m., high near 53, and it's going to rain, my friends, and showers before midnight also. And we could get as much as 3/4 of an inch today and another 3/4 of an inch this evening. Thursday, it looks like showers, and Friday, and showers, but Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers, and it's start getting sunny again, and then here we are. Come Monday, sunny with a high near 74, and Tuesday high with sunny with a high near 77. So just stand by for showers and thunderstorms, and it's going to get a lot of rain, but then clear off for next week. Great news. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is, of course, located in Anderson. It's a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers really well. It's family-owned, family-operated, been there for 25 years. And the Kenny family got deep roots in here, in Shasta County. They started in Redding and then went to Anderson when they built their new facility there. They've won awards for hiring veterans. I can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Sarah! That's our next guest. She's sitting out there just chatting with people. Sarah, come on in here. Grab one of these microphones. You got to turn her on. Okay, try again.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Very
good. Babysitter was late?
Oh, she didn't wake up, yeah.
She didn't wake up.
Perks of being young.
Okay. So good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great.
Sarah used to work with us several years ago. Yeah. And, you know, people that move on around here, it's because they fall in love. And they move on and get married and all those other things. So, but you're here for a good cause. You're here for Caring Heroes.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Well, Caring Heroes, for anybody who hasn't already heard of it, is a horse ranch based on, they're located out in the outskirts of Redding, on 5 acres. And right now I believe we have 8 horses. We just lost one. Caring Heroes serves veterans, law enforcement, nurses, doctors, I mean, any type of first responder. They serve in the essence that they provide a therapeutic atmosphere with horses. They rescue the horses from the slaughterhouse and are able to use the horses to provide relief from PTSD and other things related to service.
Equine therapy.
Yes. Yeah. They're not technically doing therapy.
Okay. Because then if you said that, there's all types of hoops you do.
Yes. It's a little different than standard horse therapy. My family and I, we go out and volunteer regularly, and we go out and brush the horses. We pick up horse manure. You'd be very surprised how stress relieving it is to pick up horse manure.
No, I know exactly what it's like. I'm shoveling it every day. I think it's great.
Yeah. And so just the stress relief from the everyday ins and outs of being a law enforcement spouse. It helps me. And I have a purpose in serving out there. I had a friend who was law enforcement and military. He worked for Sparks PD in Nevada, and he committed suicide a few years ago. And when I found out he had taken his life just one night with his duty gun or duty pistol, he had taken his life, lived next door to his parents. Nobody had any indication. That was when I started going out to Carrying Heroes and ended up volunteering weekly. And so I've taken 1 to 4 kids out with me, and I usually have a baby on my back. And I go out there because if they can save another life, I want them to. And if my friend had something like Carrying Heroes, I have to wonder if he'd still be here.
Well, I know that there are places where people can decompress and where they have first responders there, nurses, other, you know, doctors and all that, and facilities that allow, you know, kind of resets there.
Yeah.
And the part of it is equine therapy. And the fact is that when we have the special kids day there at the rodeo grounds, the kids come, I mean, hundreds of kids, and they get to ride a horse, be led around.
Yeah.
And they love it. Kids change dramatically. You know, some children have not talked, you know, for years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they start talking. And there's something about, I don't know, I can't describe it, except I think Winston Churchill said it, that the outside of the horse is good for the inside of a person.
Yeah.
So
yes,
anyway, but you have a fundraiser happening tomorrow or today.
Yes, the fundraiser is today. Jersey Mike's, if you are hungry today, well, everybody's hungry, so you have no excuse. Get out there at Jersey Mike's the entire day from 10 to 9, I believe. They're donating 100% of the sales. So not just the profit. Everything they sell today is going straight to Carrying Heroes.
Okay. So Reading, the Jersey Mike's location, and we know the Mills. And they're such great people.
Yeah.
And they've done this before. They did it for the those two children.
Yeah, for Jorgensen and Moore.
Yeah, that
boys.
Were killed in that rock slide. But they're also doing it for now for Carrying Heroes. 100% of all sales, whether in-store, online, or through the app, go straight to Carrying Heroes as part of Jersey Mike's 14th annual nationwide day of giving. Okay.
Yeah. And
so head on down there. I mean, everybody eats. So why not go down to Jersey Mike's? Get a great sandwich, by the way. They make great sandwiches. And it's really going to help the facility. So what's the money going to be used for?
Well, it's used for a variety of things, whether it's feed, upkeep, horseshoeing, you name it. The vet bill is very expensive. These horses are emaciated when they come in.
Yeah.
It goes to just everything. Kelsey's out there all day long. I don't know when she sleeps. And she runs her own business stuff on the side and just out there helping people all the time.
Well, farriers run, you know, and if you're just having the hooves trimmed, could be $75 to $90.
Yeah.
If you put shoes on them, it's going to be more. Cost of hay has gone through the roof. The cheapest hay I've found is $18 a bale, and that's rare to find.
Yeah.
So you're figuring you've got five horses out there?
Yeah. Or, no, eight.
Eight
right
horses.
Now.
They're going to go through hay by the ton.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and if anybody wants to use their services out there, they can go to carryingheroes.org or the Facebook page and get signed up. It can be a family member of a nurse, a family member of law enforcement, or a nurse, doctor. I mean, you don't have to be military or law enforcement. It covers the whole range.
The whole first responder,
yeah.
Because doctors run into the same problem
that
law enforcement, maybe not with guns, but with tragedy and things they see.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So if you head out to Jersey Mike's today, 100% of the sales are going to go to Carrying Heroes. And it's a great organization. Helps people. Anything else?
If you have anybody in your family or an extended friend who has served or has, is active, you know, currently in a law enforcement position or military or anything, who's local, even if they're coming here to visit, get them out to Carrying Heroes. You don't see the signs in a lot of suicides. And I didn't know anything about my friend yeah. being in that position. And you never know when it's going to happen. And that one encounter can save somebody's life forever.
Well, I think this is a great organization, my friends. And the fact is this can help people, and it's shown to help people. So they are doing this, and it's not easy with the cost of everything that goes on today. And it does provide a service out there. We have two or three different equine organizations that help different groups of people. Foster kids, kids with special needs, and then this one, which helps those first responders that have some problems. So yeah. Anyway, Sarah, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We got to have who's it, Kelsey? Got to have Kelsey come on for a little bit longer time, and we can talk about how it started and all those things.
Yep,
too.
Absolutely.
Okay, today, Jersey Mike's. All day long, all proceeds will go to Carrying Heroes.
Yes.
Right here, and the money stays right here in town for our own people.
Yep, and we'll be delivering, so if there's an office that wants to do lunch.
Oh, so you'll be delivering.
I'll deliver it. One of us will deliver it.
One of us will deliver it, okay. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We've got another fundraiser that's happening.
Pretty woman. Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Ready Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first 9 players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be 2 hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Debot. Linda's on her way back from Sacramento today, 7:22 in the morning here on the 27th of March, a Wednesday. It's going to be raining. Stand by. Probably even some thunderstorms going to be raining for the next couple of days. And it starts clearing up over the weekend, and it's beautiful weather next week. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been in the business well over 20 years. It's locally owned, locally operated, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He fixed an 8-inch crack on my windshield in 2007, and you still can't see it. So, does that tell you anything? Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees his work. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's not only locally owned, locally operated, but it's a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. So I'm here with Kim Smith. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
And you all are here from the Make-A-Wish. Mom's here, too, but Mom says she's not going to talk. No, you can talk, Mom, if you want to. Okay. You're here for Make-A-Wish.
We are here for Rebecca, my niece.
Oh, okay. There's the link there.
There's the link.
Okay. Well, Make-A-Wish, a lot of people work on it and never even know or see the child.
Yes.
When it comes to that.
Becca is 8 years old. She has what's called absent pulmonary valve syndrome.
Which means there's no pulmonary valve there. Okay.
Correct.
And your heart doesn't work without that.
Yes.
So she was born.
She was born this way.
Okay. 8 years old.
She is 8 years old.
Had eight
heart surgeries at this point. Number nine is looking to be September, October of this year.
Okay. Now, they'll put in different types of the pulmonary valves.
Yes.
Out of donors.
Yes.
And are they all out of donors or some of them like?
She's had a pig.
A pig one?
She's okay. Had a pig.
Well, the pigs, you know, their vein or their veins, arteries, and parts of the hearts are almost interchangeable. As yes. funny as that sounds, but
and a mechanical
and a mechanical.
Yes.
Okay.
They just aren't taking for her. She does have an aneurysm at this point that's encased in scar tissue, which is the best thing for us at this moment, so that the scar tissue can save it.
Yeah. Can keep it in there.
Yes. She is active at this point. She's happy. You would never know if you met her. Like, she has all these heart conditions.
She's like normal 8-year-old.
She, well. She is a normal, pretty much normal 8-year-old.
Well, that's what I mean.
I mean,
she's resilient, obviously. Very resilient.
Resilient and pain. Like, pain, she doesn't... She can bump her arm and be like, did that hurt? No, Becca. Nope. I'm good, Auntie. Let's go.
Now, Becca is going to... wants to go to Disneyland.
She's going to go to Disney World.
Oh, Disney World. Okay.
She's doing her Make-A-Wish that was granted by Idaho. Mm-hmm. And the family will be going to Disney World for 3 days.
Okay.
They'll go to Legoland for 2.
Ooh.
And they get to go to SeaWorld.
Wow. Is that a great trip for her?
It is a great trip for her.
And we're raising money.
We are raising money at Smoke and Joe's today.
Okay.
From 11 to 3, Joe has been gracious enough to, if somebody purchases a side, he's going to give us the $4 for the family to go.
Okay. So Joe's going to donate all the sides to Becca. So the family can accompany and be there. With Becca.
Yeah, Becca has a brother, an older brother and a sister that are going to be going as well, his mom and dad.
Okay.
And so Make-A-Wish pays for them to go and have a blast with them.
Oh, yeah. Becca is not listening, is she? Is Becca listening?
I don't think so.
Okay. Becca has lived beyond.
Yes.
What was expected by far?
My sister adopted her out of foster care.
Okay.
And when she got her, they were just told that she'd be passing soon. And she's 8 and a half right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that she got her at 7 and a half months.
It's 7 and a half months.
At 7 and a half months.
Oh, my gosh.
Becca spent the first 7 and a half months of her life at UC Davis Hospital.
Okay.
She got gangrene. She lost the tips of one finger, so she has a nubby, and the tips of her toes. But the nubby doesn't stop her.
No.
It's been her. She, if you meet her, she's just a fighter. She's just.
Yeah.
She's an angel.
Well, I can tell you what. Becca's going to have a great trip, be with her family. And we can help with that by heading out to Smoke and Joe's today. Out there on Airport Road. And you order something, and for every side that you order, Joe's going to donate that money.
Exactly.
To Make-A-Wish and Becca.
And to Becca.
Wow. This is that's really touching. I know. And she's a part of your family. And do you mind me saying what caused this, telling people what caused this? Because this happens to a lot of people. Is Becca's mom, birth mom, was a drug user.
Yes.
And used drugs while she was pregnant.
Yes.
And this was a result. Becca came out of the hospital after 7 and a half months. Went into foster care with your sister, and God bless her.
Yes.
And then they adopted her.
Yes.
So Becca's had 8 years of being with a loving family and older brother and sister.
Yes.
And Becca's, I believe, has probably paid all that back.
Oh, 1,000 times more.
Yeah. I can't, you know what, I am, is there a Facebook page or something that people say, well, I can't make it out to Smoke and Joe's, so how can I give?
We do have a GoFundMe.
Oh, okay. Good. Tell me about that.
Her GoFundMe is Make a Little Girl's Wish Come True, I believe it is.
Well, let's find out for sure.
Auntie will do that.
Yeah, really and quick. Make, yeah.
Make a Little Girl's Wish Come True is how I put it.
Make a little girl's wish come true.
Yeah, I haven't shared it lately.
And that's a GoFundMe page.
It is a GoFundMe page. You're going to see a little girl in a hospital bed.
Uh-huh.
Hooked up to a whole bunch of... the picture is from her last surgery
mm-hmm.
that I received. So, do you have it up, sis?
Well,
sorry.
You got access to a computer there, son? Ben. Oh, here it is. Okay. And this is a GoFundMe, making a little girl's wish come true. And when did you put that up?
It's been a couple months.
Well, yeah. I think we can do better here. So if you take a look at that, they need some more money. And I'll get on there today. And the she's 8 years old. And, you know, the fact is that she's lived. She's had a chance at a normal life. And then this may be the last, I hate to say this, but this could be the last trip she takes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time she goes in for surgery.
You don't know. Yeah.
Well, they tell us, say goodbye. Mm-hmm. And Rick and Robin are really great at, no, we're not saying goodbye. Well, it's a see you later. And it's hard.
Of course it is.
It's hard.
For the whole family.
Well, yeah. Mom, dad, brother and little big brother and sister, you know, they all know what's going on. They know that she's sick.
Yeah.
But it's hard no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rough day. Surgery days are rough.
Of course they
are. For all of us.
Yeah.
Well,
Kim, we have to, we got to, move on here. Got to take a break. I could sit here and listen all day. Except, so I'm here with Kim Smith. Now, Make-A-Wish has granted Becca's wish to, who is 8 years old, who's had eight heart operations since she was born, and because her pulmonary valve didn't close, I mean, wasn't there. And that's probably because her birth mom was a druggie. But she was fostered and then adopted by a loving family and who have gone through this with her for 8 years. And they get a chance to go to Disney World and all of this. But we need to raise some money. So if you go out to Smoking Joe's today and buy some food and get the side.
She'll be there today.
Oh, she's going to. Oh.
She's going to be at Smoking Joe's today.
Okay.
For pictures and everything else. We've got some stuff in plan. We're also having a raffle there today, too.
Okay. So she'll be there. There'll be a raffle going on and all of that. There's also a GoFundMe page, and it's Make a Little Girl's Wish Come True. All right. Yeah, I know. We're all in here crying. anyway, good luck.
Thank you so much, Carl. We appreciate it.
Oh, no. I'm just... in awe of your family. I really am. I really am. You didn't have to do it.
She's a sweetheart.
And she's a sweetheart. That's what mom says. Okay.
We're pretty much lucky to have her, so.
You know what? I get that. I get that from you all. That you all feel blessed that she's in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, okay. It's going to be Smoking Joe's. It's out on Airport Road, okay, everybody? It's out on Airport Road. Is somebody calling in to tell us something about this? To say something about this? No, okay. All right. Thank you very much, and good luck today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. We'll be right back.
April 4th at the Wind River Event Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Reading Rancheria.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. I've wiped my eyes, blown my nose after our last guest. Oh, my gosh. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 7:40 in the morning here on the 27th. It's going to rain today. I'm seeing strange people walking down the street. Not unusual, but just watching them. First one we have is Carrying Heroes, and it's at Jersey Mike's today. Somebody called in and says, where's Jersey Mike's? Jersey Mike's is this is about as close as I can get to you. It's in the Trader Joe's. You pull in the Trader Joe's parking lot there. It's in, right as you're pulling in, coming up Hilltop, it's right there. And when you pull in, it's in that smaller strip group, and there's like four businesses in there. You can just look it up and see what the address is, but that's where it is. And all day long, every dollar they make goes to Caring Heroes. Now, the last one, of course, was about Make-A-Wish, and Becca, who is 8 years old, had eight heart operations. And it's going to be out at Smoking Joe's on Airport Road, and they're raising money for that. She's going to be going to Make-A-Wish is sending her and her family. But there's going to be ancillary costs to this. And if you didn't hear the last 15, 20 minutes, I hope you go back to the archives and listen to it, because I tell you what, this is a family that took on a little girl that wasn't supposed to, a baby that wasn't supposed to live, and now she's 8 years old. So you know there's got to be a lot of love and care in that family. So anyway, and also they have a GoFundMe page, Make a Little Girl's Wish Come True, GoFundMe page. All right. And now, moving on from there, I am with Gene Jelke from the grand jury. Am I being investigated?
No, absolutely not.
How do you know? Do you know?
Well, I don't know, except that you're not a government organization, are you?
No. No, yeah. I can truthfully say that I am not a government organization. I'm not even an organization. I'm not sure about Ben. Ben, do you work? Are you a government organization?
I'm going to use my right to remain silent here.
Okay.
So the California Constitution requires every county in the state to have a grand jury that sits for 1 year, and its main role is to be a kind of a watchdog for local government. And just help with making sure that local government entities, such as special districts and so forth, are doing the best they can with the resources that they have. And so that's what its mission is. It very rarely does it do criminal investigations.
Because you don't have that type of authority for, because there are grand juries that do criminal stuff.
That's right. And now the
why don't we have that?
Well, because usually they use regular juries that are just for that particular case.
Yeah.
But the grand jury serves for a year.
Okay.
Members of the jury serve for a year, and it's all volunteer.
Right. Now I'm going to take an early break, so we can get on there, because I want to talk about how you get on the grand jury, some of the cases that they've worked on, and results of those. But essentially is, how do you get on the grand jury, how much time, all that stuff. And we're going to do that as soon as we get back from this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. It's been around for 17 years, helping move local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join us on April 4th at the Wind River Events Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Red Rancheria.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Carl and DeBot. Linda's on her way back from Sacramento this morning, down there taking, being there with the family for all the things going on down there. We've got two groups coming in here on fundraisers today. There's going to be a food drive today at the Tri-Counties Bank on 1327 South Street right here in Redding. Drop off all your canned goods. They're going to start that. They've already started that now, about right now. And they're going to 130, so just drop off all those canned goods there, and it's going to try and help take care of hunger here in Shasta County. All donations go to the Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank and the Good News Rescue Mission. Okay. And this has just been a day of, you know, it's like they all picked the same day to have something happen here today. But I'm here with Jean Jelke from the grand jury, and I've just been talking during the break, and she's had a fascinating life. And you know what? You can't you see people from Redding. Oh, they're from Redding. No, I mean, you lived in the Pacific Islands, and we're not talking like, well, what's Hawaii? We're talking, you know, Papua New Guinea, you know, and other places. So it was really interesting listening to that. But she's here wanting to get people on the grand jury.
Yes, that's right. So we're doing a instead of a food drive or a fundraiser, we're trying to recruit people.
That's right. We want bodies there.
We want now, volunteers.
Okay. Now, if somebody, what's the time it takes? Because I see some, you know, I see retired people or, you know, people running their own business say, yeah, you know, I like to get into that. What kind of time things? I mean, how much time does it take?
It does take a bit of time, although there's some flexibility in it, and you can do some of your research and your work that you work on it at home.
Sure.
The meeting time is usually in the daytime. The whole group, which is 19 people, mm-hmm. meet about every 2 weeks, every week to 2 weeks, and but there are committee meetings that meet more frequently, and then there's visitations to sites that you're in your investigating and so forth. So
how do you pick those?
How do we pick the topics?
The topics. How do you pick the things that you'll investigate?
Well, the jury itself can choose whatever it wants to investigate, and it's always about any local Shasta County area governmental agency or entity, and that covers cities. There's three
counties.
Cities.
Yeah.
There's the county and its various departments,
mm-hmm.
And then there's lots of special districts, school districts, and water districts, and fire districts, and things like that. Anything that is a local government entity can be investigated. So the jury can select whatever topics or whichever agency it wants to investigate, but a lot of the ideas come from citizen complaints.
Yeah.
And there is a complaint.
Yes,
yeah. There is a complaint process, and you can go to the ShastaCountyGrandJury.org,
mm-hmm.
and there's a complaint form that you can submit to the jury. Now, it isn't required to investigate every complaint.
Yeah.
Every complaint will get a response of some kind. But if there is multiple complaints about the same issue, or if it strikes the jury as something that they want to inquire about, they can vote, and it has to have a supermajority to go forward with an investigation,
mm-hmm.
or even an inquiry. They will vote and decide that yes, this is something we want to look into. They can also do an inquiry first just to see if there's any there, and then it can decide if they want to move forward with a full-fledged investigation.
Okay, so, but, like, say I'm really upset about the let's just say permitted at the county,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because they really screwed me over.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't happened. I'm just...
Yeah, I know, it's a hypothetical.
And then I get on the grand jury and I bring that up. Because I've got a dog in the fight.
If you have a dog in the fight, you really have to recuse.
Okay.
And if there's any doubt as to whether your association with the issue
mm-hmm.
touches on you wouldn't be able to be objective about it, then you can consult with one of the legal advisors that the jury has,
okay.
Which usually is the county council, but it can also be an assistant district attorney can also
okay.
advise the jury. And they will say, no, this is fine. This is not a problem. Or they can say, you need to recuse.
Okay. We got 4 minutes left. What do you want people to know?
I want people to know that this is a great opportunity to learn more about your community. you get to go behind the scenes in places that you might never get to see otherwise. I remember when I was a grand juror, I was a grand juror in 2015, 16, and 16, 17, and now I'm on the Shasta County Grand Jurors Association, which is kind of like an alumni association of former jurors who promote the recruitment of new juries. So the current jury is in the last third or so of the year. They will finish their term up on June 18th, and we hope to have a new jury seated on that day. That's the impanelment day. It is an arm of the Shasta County Superior Court, so the jury more or less answers to the presiding judge. What we are doing now is trying to encourage volunteers who have. You asked about the time, and I kind of didn't give you specifics, yeah. But probably somewhere between 15 and 20, 25 hours a week, depending on how many of those smaller committees you're on and yeah. What your time is. And it fluctuates throughout the year. You can still take some time off to go vacations or whatever. It is a time commitment. There's no doubt about it. There is a small compensation in the form of a stipend that you get for meetings, and you get reimbursed for mileage. But other than that, it's a totally volunteer thing.
Okay.
And the application for the next jury is due on deadline is April 12th. Again, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. To get that information. We are having an informational meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the City Hall's community room. So if you're out and about and after you donate money to the fundraisers and get food to the food bank, come over to the grand jury informational meeting.
Yeah. Right now people need to fill up their food bags. Head on over to South Street to Tri-County Bank. Drop that off. Head on out to Smoking Joe's on Airport Road. Get your lunch. And then swing back through about 3 o'clock, 3 or 4, to Jersey Mike's and pick up dinner for everybody. Excuse me. And then fill out your grand jury form.
Yes, come to the information meeting.
Oh, at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and then we also have a video of the informational meeting on the website. So if you can't go today, go to the website and you can get all the information. Answers lots more questions than I've been able to, but I'll tell you what, it was a great opportunity for me, and I really enjoyed it, and why.
Did you feel like you made a difference?
I did feel that way. Really did.
That's the big thing.
And that's why I'm putting all my time in now as a volunteer to support the grand jury.
Well, thank you so much, Jean Jelke, and everybody that comes on that's been on the grand jury has been very positive about it. It does take time. But you feel like you're making a difference. So that's good. So if you got time out there, you know, you're retired, or just say, you know what, I can do this.
Yes, if you have a fairly flexible schedule, even if you're working. We've had working folks that are business people that have been on the jury, and they've found it fulfilling. Yes, it's demanding and time, but you have to be confidential. You cannot talk about what you're investigating with anyone.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. And one more time, it's the Shasta, what is it? What's the website?
www.ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Okay. And you can make a difference. You can find out a lot more about how things are happening in our county government and all that. Okay, speaking of which, Shasta County DA will join us at 8 o'clock, Stephanie Bridget. We're going to break for the news, and we'll be back after in about 5 minutes.
Did you want to...
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
This is no ordinary bridge. This is one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure.
Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, who says the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will be rebuilt after collapsing when it was hit by a container ship. Six construction workers missing after the accident are now presumed dead. The search of their bodies continues. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says divers went back into the water this morning.
I can't stress enough the heroism of these folks. They are in frigid conditions. They are down there in darkness where they can literally see about a foot in front of them. They are trying to navigate mangled metal. And they're also in a place that it is now presumed that people have lost their lives.
Moore says he met with the families of the missing construction workers. Prime Minister Netanyahu vowing to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He's blasting a UN Security Council resolution calling for a pause in the fighting in Gaza, saying it has emboldened Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. A New York judge has slapped a gag order on Donald Trump, this and the so-called hush money criminal trial.
The gag order prohibits the former president from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors. The judge granted the prosecution's request for a gag order, citing Trump's prior comments about him and others in the case, as well as a looming April 15 trial date. Under terms of the order, Trump can make comments about the judge or Manhattan DA, but must not attack key figures in the case. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Texas law allowing the state to arrest and deport suspected illegal aliens remains on hold. A federal appeals court has extended a ban on enforcement of that statute while a challenge works its way through the courts. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 219 points, the Nasdaq 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Russia is reeling from last Friday's attack on a concert venue outside Moscow. It killed 140 people.
Health officials say about 90 people remain hospitalized, with 22 of them, including two children, in grave condition. Russian officials persist in saying Ukraine and the West had a role in the attack, despite vehement denials of involvement by Kyiv and a claim of responsibility by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Without offering any evidence, Alexander Botnikov, head of the Federal Security Service, linked the attack to Ukraine, even as he acknowledged the suspects who were arrested were radical Islamists. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Taiwan has commissioned two new Navy ships, a safeguard against a rising threat from communist China. The vessels complete the first order of six of the domestically produced ships, relatively small but highly maneuverable. They carry a range of missiles and other weaponry. News and analysis, townhall.com. How do Americans feel about the state of the economy?
Consumer confidence held steady this month. The Conference Board, which is a business research group, says its consumer confidence index ticked down a fraction in March. That index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. The index measuring American short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market fell further, while consumers' views of current conditions improved. I'm Shelley Adler.
NBC News will cut ties with former Republican National Committee Chief Ronna McDaniel. She was hired only last week as an on-air political contributor. The decision conveyed in a memo to staff members from the top official of the network's news division. followed a furious and very public protest by some of its journalists and commentator. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station to the stars. Yes, today, Wednesday, March 27th, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Did we get a national day today? I mean, yes, the first hour was just crazy. So,
we have National Little Red Wagon Day.
Little Red Wagon Day.
National Joe Day.
National Joe Day. You mean like the name Joe or the coffee?
Just the name Joe.
Okay. Just a guy named Joe, which was a movie, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a guy named Joe. Yeah, I think it had, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking it was Spencer Tracy was in it. He played a pilot that was killed. And they did a remake with Richard Dreyfuss and Holly Hunter and who else? John Goodman. So, of it, years later.
A guy named Joe, Spencer Tracy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Anyway, okay. The weather. Gosh, stand by for weather today. Today, showers, and including maybe even heavy, thunderstorms tonight. It's tomorrow, showers, then a thunderstorm for sure tomorrow after 11 a.m. At least that's what they say. And more thunderstorms on Thursday night. Friday showers likely. What can I say? It starts to clear on Saturday. Only a 50% chance of showers. Sunday it's mostly sunny, and on Monday, my friends, it's going to be sunny with a high near 74. As is Tuesday. Tuesday it's going to get up close to 80. So maybe this will be the last hurrah, but we'll see. There's storms, coming through here on a regular basis. But today, it's going to be raining, mainly after 9 a.m. Okay, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson-based business, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 25 years. All the propane is the same. It comes down to customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane has wonderful customer service. It has discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans like that. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And now, soon to be the movie, already the myth, the legend, Shasta County DA, Stephanie Britton.
Good morning. How are you?
Wait a minute. I just don't give that. I don't give that intro to everybody. So what?
I'm enjoying the intro. So,
yeah, okay. You know. So, so what does Stephanie and I talk about when she first comes in? I'll tell you. Horses.
Horses. Horses. Every time.
Every time. Because the DA is looking for the perfect horse. The perfect horse is one that, no, if it doesn't clean up after itself, though, that would be perfect.
That would actually be very good.
That would
good.
Be great.
I could get rid of some of my other criteria
yeah,
if that one was
if that was true. But, we call them push-button horses.
Yeah.
And which means is when you put the saddle on them, they don't move. They drop their head and open their mouths for the bit. when you get on them, they just stand there until you get ready to move. And then anything you want to do, you just kind of maybe think about it, move yourself around in the seat. The horse goes into a walk, a trot, a lope. When you lean back, it stops. Nothing bothers it. You can fire a 155 howitzer, next to it, and it just looks over there and, okay, that's great. Now, there are horses out there like that.
There's 100%, definitely.
There are horses out there like that. However.
The however is the big part.
The cost of those horses could go exponentially up.
They
for
are
everything
very high.
That I just described and you take that away, the price goes down.
Yep.
And so when you're at that $3,000, $4,000 horse, yeah, You might get that saddle on it.
You gotta be willing to train all of those things.
That's right. Now, and then at the end of it, there you go. You got yourself a $50,000 horse. It's just taking you a year. And
that is not my budget.
That's right. And the other thing that I've noticed is I don't bounce as easily as I did when I was 20 working with horses.
Yeah,
they're
me
a little
too.
Rough.
Back when I was younger, if I fell off, no problem.
Bounce up, get back on it. Now, when I go off, you know, I'm
you're down there for a while.
And then Odina the Wonder Horse, not that she's ever done that, but I know what she do. She just come over and kind of look at me and go, really? You know, I just stepped left.
Why'd you fall off?
Yeah. Well, if you ride horses, you're going to go off at some point. And it could be while the horse is standing still. I did that once. I was getting on, and the horse stepped toward me, and just completely shifted my balance. This is like 30 years ago. And I just went right over the side and landed.
Oh, for sure.
And the horse is looking at me like, you ain't gotten on me like 1,000 times. What are you doing laying on the ground? And the only thing I did was I jumped up and I looked around to see if anybody saw me.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. So what's going on in the DA's office?
Oh, you know, just kind of business as usual, other than we're getting used to the new courthouse and kind of the dynamics of being in the new courthouse.
So
and
tell me about this new courthouse. I mean, is this like state of the art? Does it smell new? Do you still have the plastic on the furniture, you know, or do you make them keep the plastic on the furniture?
No plastic on the furniture. Okay. It looks, you know, it's nice. It looks nice and clean and everything. But just, you know, anytime you start in a new location, there's just growing pains with, you know, they're trying to work out getting everybody over there from the jail and, you know, fast enough, and I know there's transport issues. The calendars have really slowed down. That is what we've noticed now that we're about a month into it.
The calendars have slowed down.
Not slowed down in quantity of people. It's the same amount of people, but they can only bring a few over at a time, so we're in court longer. So the completion of the calendar has slowed down. Like we could be done with our daily calendar by 2 or 3 before. Now we're going up till 4:30, 5 o'clock.
And it's only is it because the size of the holding cells, or is it because it just takes them longer to get them over?
I think it's both. It's both because they have different holding cell situation is all different, and they're having to transport them and with classifications. I mean, I'm sure it's there's a lot of pieces to that puzzle that they're having to deal with.
Yeah. You know, the sheriff looked at me when my idea about, you know, just chaining them all together and trotting them over there, you know, with guys on horses, shotgun, you know, riding alongside them.
Yeah.
He said that's no. He said just no. He didn't even comment on it.
Not legal.
Okay. So then this is what I'm hearing is, so, you know, you got people that need to be arraigned. Mm-hmm. Now, they can do it on camera. Right.
Yeah, but we're not ready for that process because we're using, so they, when the move went over and became final, probably about exactly almost about a month ago, Departments 1 and 2 that used to be used for the felony home courts, now they, you know, they're going to revert back to the county. The county has to get, there's has to be some remodeling done to make them ready to do all the electronic stuff. I believe it's just one of the courtrooms that's going to be remodeled.
How hard is it
to
Skype something? I mean, if I can FaceTime my daughter in New Zealand, I should be, or WhatsApp, they should be able to do that.
Well, we did a dry run at times during COVID, and there was definitely issues if you don't have, you know, secured, dedicated lines that go across. If it's just on a phone or a device, it's sketchy, you can't hear everything, it breaks in and out, it's just not the case. So they're trying to get the infrastructure in place. And whatever remodeling would need to be done so that they can have multiple meetings and stuff going on there. It's going to take time. So as of right now, they're all having to go over there, and it's definitely slowed the process down. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I've gone over a few times, and it's nice. It feels strange. It feels like I'm in a whole different county, but I brought all the same people and judges and everybody with us, you know. It's interesting. If you haven't been there, you should go over and check it out.
I have not been there.
Yeah.
Well, that one time when I was, you know, when I saw you when I was being arraigned, but I didn't see it all. I just saw that one spot.
Yeah.
Me and Bubba.
All the the seating for the audience is different because it's a wooden, like a wooden pews kind of like. Yeah, so it's not individual chairs.
Well, I understand for that because there's probably a lot of praying going on in those courts. Don't let me sound guilty. Okay, we got to take a break here. I'm with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State on the Record Searchlight poll, and they are. They have a fabulous selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They've been there for like 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Leonard started it, and Rebecca and Henry bought it from them and have just continued on this wonderful customer service that they're so famous for, plus the only watch repairman in the area. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Still, I wish that I could be back there today. I know my home is waiting for me by the river shore. I know that all the ones I love would welcome me once more. In dreams I see them now, though it seems I'm bound to roam. My thoughts are still of Texas and of home.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Is that screaming because you fell off your electric scooter yesterday?
Oh, yeah. That was what I was singing when I hit the ground.
Ben rides an electric scooter all the way out to Shasta College. Okay? That's my man there.
Wow.
And yesterday, Ben hit a dip. And the dip won.
Yeah, I went flying.
Yeah, but, you know, Ben wears a helmet, which is very, very smart.
Oh, I was really glad for the helmet.
You know what? You know, gloves, just thin gloves could have saved you that. That's why, you know, when I'm riding my motorcycle, I am covered. The one day that I didn't was the day I got nailed. And it took them 3 hours on the table trying to get the dirt and the gravel out of my body. So, anyway, gloves can help too. Anyway, okay, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney. It's just been a weird day today. Not because of the Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, but just all the things that are going on. Now, there's two things coming up, and both of them have an impact on our community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, which one do you want to start with?
Let's first talk about Denim Day. So every year, Denim Day is in April. This year, it is going to be on Wednesday, April 24th, and that's in honor of International Denim Day. So this is something that's recognized internationally, and it's really, you know, it has its origins back in the 1990s. So in the 1990s, after an Italian Supreme Court overturned a rape conviction because the justices felt that since the victim was wearing tight jeans, she must have helped the person who raped her remove her jeans and thereby implying consent.
I remember that.
When
was that?
That was in the 1990s in an Italian Supreme Court. And
in the Supreme Court. And they're saying the clothes were so tight that obviously the woman had to have helped.
Yep. That was the ruling overturning the conviction. And ever since then, the Denim Day has been a day every year, and really it's the whole month is when my office kind of raises awareness for this issue. This is our fourth year in a row doing this. We do a denim drive as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Now, this is gently used denim.
It's new denim.
Oh, it's got to be new. Okay.
Yeah. So new denim, this is men, women, pants, shirts, jackets, any type of denim that people want to donate.
Yes.
And we make sure that it goes to One Safe Place, and then they get that to sexual assault victims.
This is mainly women's sizes stuff, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, men are victims too.
I understand that some go in there, but you get 100 pairs of jeans, and there's four guys there.
So... For sure,
but we're looking at equality here and diversity.
Denim Day, you know, every year, it asks the community to make a social statement by wearing denim in the month of April, and specifically on Denim Day on April 24th.
Whoa, that's going to be a big
reach gonna be hard, for me. Hard for you. You've got denim on right now.
It's going to be hard to wear denim every day in April, but you know what? For you, DA,
you'll do it. Yeah. But the social statement, really, it's kind of a visible means of protest against the misconceptions that someone is wearing impacts whether they consent or not.
Let's talk about the way it used to be. I mean, and I don't think this was before your time, but they could bring in a woman's past sexual history. They could, you know, they could bring in their clothing that they were wearing, saying obviously she's wearing a short skirt and no bra, that she obviously was asking for this.
Well, I'd have to say that's probably quite a while ago. I'd spent a lot of time doing sex crimes, probably in, 2003 through 2008.
Yeah.
So as far back then, no, that wouldn't
be. Oh, no, this would have been 80s and 90s before people woke up. You got to remember
okay,
my
time.
Okay,
I thought you
frame.
Meant like as me as a prosecutor.
Oh, no, no,
I'm
no.
like, no, that's not,
well,
not in
that's
my.
That's why I said if this was,
gotcha.
And you've been doing it since the 2000s. But
yeah.
You look back
yeah.
in the 80s and 90s, I'm sure there, I mean, I remember reading about
cases. Well, I mean, that's
like,
why yeah. this yeah. was a case, you know, why it was an issue. And that's just simply not true. That's really putting blame and shame upon a person who's already been victimized and saying, well, it was your fault because of what you chose to wear. And, you know,
yeah.
a person should be able to choose to wear whatever they want to wear. It's not an invitation to be raped or otherwise victimized.
Right.
Yeah. So
now, and kind of along the same thing is California just passed a law that they have. I don't know, maybe you haven't seen it. I just saw it in the last day or two, that you've got to have drink testing kits at bars.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that?
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah,
interesting.
Because what that's for is, you know, the prevalence of rape or date rape drugs.
Yeah.
And my granddaughter went off to college. My daughter says it's like a fingernail polish something they can put on their fingers, that if they put their finger in the drink and it changes color, it'll tell you if there's a drug in there.
Hmm.
Now,
wow.
I mean,
that's some cool stuff.
She told
yeah.
me. But that's supposed to be the same thing,
yeah.
is that they can tell if somebody's put something
yeah.
in someone's drink.
Yeah, definitely watch your drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Never leave your drink on the bar.
Yeah, so, you know, and we handle a lot of sexual assault cases in our community, whether it's from against children, and mm-hmm. that would be anyone under 18.
Right.
And adult sexual assaults. We, in 2003, as far as cases that we filed close to 70 cases just in 2003 that were sexual assault.
2023?
Yes, 2003. That's correct.
2023.
See, I was talking about when
I
started here, and I've got like my
mind
set on something
else. I wanted to make sure that was clear. Didn't want to leave you hanging there.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a lot of cases. We see a lot more victims of that type of crime. If we're looking at, let me see, I was just going to look at some stat things that I brought here with me. Yeah, so close in 2023. Almost 70, so 68 cases. This is filed cases that we can prove. We have enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt and charge an individual to go to trial. Because these cases, unfortunately, there are a lot of them that we can get services for people. We can do a lot of help for them. But you might not always be able to file and prove the case. We do have our Crime Victims Assistance Center who help not only the victim, the person who is victimized, but their family. The parents of the kid, the husband, the siblings, whatever it may be. So they would come in and help the entire family and that victim. And they, last year saw and assisted approximately 60 adult victims and, a little over 200 child victims.
200?
Yeah. So in a lot of
200?
Yeah. And
child victims.
And those are.
What is sexual assault that you're talking about? Because. To me, you know, there's rape.
Right.
But sexual assault covers a number of different things. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, there's rape. When it comes to kids, there's you don't have to actually rape and actually have what we
yes.
consider, call intercourse. But it's having that sexual intent in touching children.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Does, you know, different parts of their body. But also adults, same. You know, if you've got a sexual intent and you're going and grabbing a woman or a man and you have that intent, there we can file sexual battery as well as opposed to rape.
Because you see that. You'll see that with high-profile people.
Yeah.
Woman accuses quarterback of sexual assault.
Sexual because assault, he grabbed
her.
Battery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grabbed her, and then it would probably be sexual battery.
Yeah.
But, and so,
so it kind of encompasses all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for good. Sure. And, you know, in the difference we see between people we maybe serve as victims and file cases, a lot of cases take a long time to investigate, or they, you know, maybe it happened in November, but we can't file it till the next year. But so we just look at how many victims we serve each year.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I just ran into somebody yesterday that my friend Randy, who has the hot dog stand in front of the post office here on Yuba Street, went down there because I said Cypress Square Barbershop, and he has totally switched over to Cypress Square Barbershop. Why? Because you get great haircuts there. It's a barbershop. They don't take all day. You get in there, get a great haircut. And, you know, as he says, they put the hot lather around your neck, and they shave around your neck and ears, and he says it was great. So he is sold on them, as I have been for 17 years. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can call them at 530-244-9478, make an appointment, which is how I usually run. Or you can just drop in. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Located right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. Okay, here's another.
While the radio plays, I think I need a new heart. Oh, I think I need a new
on April 4th at the Wind River Event Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Red Rancheria.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Redding in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Redding for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Let me see here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They're a teaching hospital. They've got 13 residents there that started last year. This year they're bringing in another 10 or 11 of these residents that are coming in. They had over 2,000 applications. And the idea here is, besides getting them to work in the hospital and local clinics out here, including the VA clinic, is to show them what a great place it is to be here in the North State, and hoping then that they'll stay or they'll go get their specialty and then come back here. And it's a good deal for everybody. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we're talking about the Sexual Assault Awareness Month and the denim. Everybody wears denim on
April 24th.
April 24th.
But really the whole month of April.
Right. And but especially that day, but then every day. And they're looking for new denim to be donated. And where do you donate?
Yeah, so the details are we're looking for men's, women, children, denim of all sizes, tops, skirts, jackets, anything that you have. We are looking for new denim. That can be dropped off at my office at 1355 West Street beginning on April 1st, which is this following week. Just come by. We'll have Ben some big Bens in our lobby, and just put them right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be great. So I also encourage people to maybe start their own denim drive at their company and have them see who can collect the most denim, have some type of competition. We're happy to come by your business and collect that. You can always call in to the person in my office who's coordinating that, Brianna Cisneros, at 245-6322. She's happy to coordinate with your business to come by, give you some signage or whatever may help in your endeavor to collect that in your business. And I have to say, for my office, we do have, you know, we have a dress code, and people don't wear jeans. But for the month of April, if with the great big price of donation of at least one jean item, they're allowed to wear jeans, anyone in the office, for the entire month of April. So do something like that at your business. Make it fun. But first and foremost, it's about raising awareness and kind of beating down those misconceptions about sexual assault.
Okay. All right. So so you mean your office, your people are going to go out and buy a $25 set of jeans, and then they can wear jeans all month?
They can wear the jeans the month of April.
Including in court?
Not in court.
Not in court.
Not in court. But as soon as they're out of court, trust me, they will come back and change into their jeans for the rest of the day. It's a lot more comfortable than wearing a suit or business casual, whatever it may be.
Okay, now there's another event that is really, really important to us as California residents, and that's trying to reshape Prop 47. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. I've talked about it a few times when I've came here, just more, you know, broad, but I would like to get into a little bit more of the details at this point. This is the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. We, you know, got title and summary this past fall, entered into the collection of signatures, which is currently happening in order to get it on the ballot for this coming November, because it is an, you know, it is an initiative, so it's going to go to the voters. We, to qualify to be on the ballot, need a little over 500,000 signatures, because this is statewide. We do currently have 650,000 signatures across the state of California that have been collected. We've got a few more weeks to collect signatures, hoping to get close to 1 million signatures to turn in to make sure that we have enough to get on the ballot.
Where can we sign these?
Yeah, so I've seen them out in front of several, like I've seen them in front of Walmart and a few other locations.
You can't sign online.
No, you have to, it's all wet signature, you know, just individually sign. But they can always, I can give you some information for anyone who wants to connect with you to find out some areas after, during the break. But for right now, I would say, for people to look at it, there's, you know, I see the booths out collecting signatures, and I've gone up and talked to them, and that's, you know, they're collecting signatures
for
it.
And what will this initiative do?
So everyone's, at this point, it seems to be pretty good common knowledge about the woes that are Prop 47 that passed back in 2014, and that really gutted our ability to hold people responsible who are stealing and people who are addicted to drugs. Those were two of the biggest things. They basically turned everything into a misdemeanor back then. You can go into Walmart, you can go into all of these places and steal under $950 worth of items, and you could do that every single day and always be a misdemeanor. So our businesses are getting slaughtered. Our small businesses, our restaurants, and our big box stores like Walmart and all of those are getting hammered by this. And they pass that theft on to the customer. The prices in their stores go up to cover that. They're not the ones that are the victims. You, the people, are the ones that are the victims.
Well, if Walmart's losing $3 million a year right here in town,
right?
Who do you think pays for that?
Yeah, it's every single person that's shopping at Walmart. And then we pay for it because we see our businesses leaving out of town because they're being overrun by homelessness or trespassing or people who are addicted to drugs that are going in and stealing from them too. That's because another part of Prop 47 turned basically the possession of every type of drug into a misdemeanor. You could never get a felony. This person can walk around with and do drugs all day, every day, and walk around town, pockets full of drugs, and they're going to get most of the time they're going to get a ticket from law enforcement because they just don't even have time to write reports and take them all into the jail and come to us as like a very basic case for something that used to be a felony is now a misdemeanor where the person's never even going to show up in court. So our businesses are being just hammered, and that's not just in Shasta County. That is statewide, and this is all a direct connection to Prop 47. Because we're getting the cases, we're filing the cases, nobody's ever showing up to court. So it's very frustrating.
So it's a waste of time for everybody
because
they're not showing up for court.
And then the few that show up for court, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I've got a record already. I'll plead to that misdemeanor, and I get to walk out of here and go keep stealing anyway because there's no repercussions to these crimes, and it's extremely frustrating.
Well, they just went in and got this guy yesterday, and he had 24... illegal guns in there.
Yeah.
He was a felon. And he had 24 firearms.
Yeah.
And so you have to ask yourself, well, how'd you get them?
Yeah,
and then the second of all, I mean, because he's out walking around and for car theft and, you know.
There's different crimes for, like, stealing of guns and stuff, but.
Well, yeah, now that may keep him in jail. Maybe.
Yeah, but when we're looking at what's really hitting our communities hard and have been for quite a while, it is the ill impact of Prop 47.
So okay.
What we're doing is you're about to ask a question.
I'm going to take a break now. Okay. And then when we come back,
we'll get right into
it. The DA is going to tell you how this is going to change Prop 47 and how it's just when you have Democrat mayors that are far left saying we need to change this, you're destroying our businesses. We need to change Prop 47. I mean, San Francisco, when they start leaning into it, you know that Prop 47 has done so much damage.
The current San Francisco mayor is even quoted in our literature endorsing this initiative.
Yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Get ready for a full-throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free T-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join us on April 4th at the Wind River Event Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Red Rancheria.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow we have Red Rancheria coming in. We have a number of things happening tomorrow and to talk about, and then we'll next week we've got candidates that are popping up all over that we're going to start having on, and then we should find out by Friday, maybe even tomorrow, the final results of the election. So that'll be interesting.
Already at candidates coming back in to talk for the November election?
For November, yeah, city council.
And that's early.
It's already starting. Well, yeah. I'm here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget, and we're talking about this initiative. And the initiative is called
Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act.
And what it does is it goes back right at the heart of Prop 47, which has caused all these problems. Now, what is the results if this passes? If this initiative passes, what's going to happen?
So before I say that, let me just tell you, when we get this on the initiative, it is going to be called, the summary is going to say, the title will say, allows felony charges and increases sentences for certain drug and theft crimes. That is what was given by the Attorney General's office when they do
was
title
that,
and
was
summary.
Was that fair?
It's the fairest one we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, okay. So obviously they're thinking we need to do something.
Right. So it's allows felony charges and increases sentences for certain drug and theft crimes. So that is what it's going to be called, and that's what we're talking about now.
Okay.
What we've obviously titled it from the beginning is the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. So when we're talking about thefts, and we talked a minute ago about how a person could steal less than $950 and do that day after day after day after day, and it just is always a misdemeanor forever. Well, this changes that. This says two or more prior theft convictions, and now we're in felonies.
Okay.
Felony forever after that. If the person has two prior convictions, now we can make it a felony. And that's huge. That is the big thing that we lost when Prop 47 came into place. Because we always had that before. It was always two prior thefts as misdemeanors. Next one becomes a felony, which is, you know, you need that gradual step up. Okay, you steal once, well, maybe you're going to learn your lesson with a misdemeanor. Second, you get one more chance. Third, three strike, you know, basically you're out. You're going to have this ability.
You obviously haven't learned your lesson yet.
Yeah, and being able to file a felony case, a felony warrant if they don't show up, the consequences are upped, more likely to be able to keep them in custody.
And why do we want to keep them? Why do we want to keep them in custody?
Yeah, because we have to get them there to get their arraignment, to get some type of a deal worked out or a plea worked out, because we need to send these people off and get them to serve the time and get them to stop offending. Right now, with misdemeanors, we all know that they're kicked out. They're not even hardly even in the classification process of being held at the jail unless they're, you know, sexual assault or maybe a DUI or something that needs to be held for a little bit longer. But thefts, they're just not. And when they're misdemeanors, we get that into felony, we're upping that.
And without that hammer, these people that have just do it continuously because of drug problems, mental problems, they don't get the treatment that's available.
Right. And the other side of this, well, let's talk about this side first, because I also talked about that $950. Well, now under this act will allow you to aggregate thefts. So if they do four, five thefts before they're caught, for their first time ever, they have no prior convictions,
right.
But were able to aggregate that dollar amount to get over the $950 mm-hmm. to file the first one as a felony, too.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to give that as well, which is going to be a great. And it's also going to give the judge the ability to do enhanced sentences if you get to those higher dollar numbers above $50,000. Brings that back as well, which we didn't have. So and okay. some are like that. You know, you go and you still, you know, big tractors and stuff. You get up to a big amount really quick.
Oh, yeah.
So that is really great. The other is, you know, with drug crimes, the fact that we see so many people addicted to drugs and they're on our streets, there's a lot of them are stealing to feed their drug addiction. So we have this cycle going on of people who are drug addicted, who, again, is a misdemeanor because of Prop 47, are now stealing to feed their drug addiction, and it just we've got two crimes that just keep circling around as misdemeanors that are wreaking havoc on our community. So this goes back and does a tiered approach there as well, where we have misdemeanor drug at first, misdemeanor drug again, then it is a treatment mandated felony. On that third time, we can get up to that treatment mandated felony. So what that means is now we can actually keep that person in custody, even keeping a person in custody to the arraignment, which is usually right at about 48 hours after they've been arrested. Their family comes to the arraignment. Everyone's there trying to make connection with this person, get them into a treatment program, do something. Mm-hmm. That's totally missing right now because they never even are in court. They don't show up for anything. if they deny the treatment mandated felony, then we're just on straight felony track with them and going forward with a felony, something we just don't have. And then, you know, maybe at any point during the process, after they've cleaned up while they're in custody, they're able to decide, okay, now I'm ready for treatment, put them into a treatment-mandated program, which is what we used to do a lot on mm-hmm. these felony drug cases. People would go into a program, you know, be it a 8-month program, 12-month program, they come out clean. We'd reduce their case or dismiss their case so that they could have that second chance now that they've gotten clean.
After they've gotten clean, then you could just wipe that off.
Right.
Because what you want is you want them to be helped and go on with their maybe a productive life.
Productive life.
There you
totally
go.
Missing now. We did that before Prop 47 because we had the ability with the felony. It completely went away after Prop 47 was passed. This brings that back. And then, you know, if they don't want it, well, then we're down the felony track, and they're going to pay the consequences for their crimes at that point.
Okay, we're running out of time here. So if you have not signed this petition, it's probably in various places around. You said it was in front of Walmart.
I saw it in front of Walmart last weekend.
Okay. This is something that we need to get. We need to get Prop 47 changed. I think there isn't a person. Well, that's not true. That the vast majority of people here in California realize that we need to do something, that Prop 47 just has caused has had a horrendous impact on everything. So here's a chance when this comes out and it gets on the ballot that we need to get behind that. And if you haven't signed it yet, you need to sign it.
70% of people in the statewide polling, both Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, said they would definitely vote yes if this is on the ballot.
Of course,
70%.
You may see hardcore left and right standing together on this one.
Yeah,
let's hope.
That's
so.
True. That's true. We need to stand together a little bit more.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, two big things. Sexual Awareness Month starts next month. Wear denim every day, but especially on April the
24th.
And if you've got a few extra bucks, you go out and buy denim, and you can drop it off at the DA's office.
You're at Costco. Just throw an extra pair into your cart.
Just throw an
it
extra
off.
Pair of cocks. Yeah, they're like 12 bucks.
Collect it at your business, and we'll even come to your office and pick it up from you.
The problem with Costco Star Levi's, you want to know what the problem is with them?
Okay.
They were too good.
Oh.
I think I bought them for 12 bucks like 6 years ago, and I'm still wearing them, you know. So they don't sell them anymore because
money.
They were too good.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's
anyway.
Funny.
Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you for, you know, trying to keep it under control.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, everybody, have a great day. The rain's going to start, so be prepared. God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.